Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Lofton. At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
This place is pandemonium!
Picked off by Leotis McKelvin at the 35-yard line. Leotis, my man!
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
This is the podcast, the John Murphy Show podcast for Thursday night, January 9th. Thanks for tuning in. And we're here for the next several minutes to talk a little bit about the Bills, a lot about the NFL, and the upcoming NFL draft just about 4 months away now. Good evening. Thanks for tuning in. Podcast tonight because of hockey. We are on the air tomorrow night, 7 to 8 p.m., with a one-hour show leading into some college basketball on our regular Buffalo flagship WGR Sports Radio 550 in Buffalo. So that's coming up tomorrow night, a one-hour show. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Quiet here at One Bills Drive this Thursday. Player is obviously gone. One thing coming up at 9 o'clock tonight you want to watch for, Bills fans or NFL fans. On the NFL Network, 9 o'clock tonight, it's a one-hour special, the cut down to the 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We talked about it on the radio show last night with Thurman Thomas and with Mark Gaughan, the Buffalo presenter for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tonight, 9 o'clock, we find out whether Andre Reed, who is a semifinalist, makes it into the finalists category. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, the final 15, coming up tonight, 9 o'clock on the NFL Network. Andre Reed should make it into that list, but we'll see. And then he'll move on, we would anticipate, after making it into the cut to 15, the final 15, he'll move on to the final vote, which comes the day before the Super Bowl in New York City. The selection committee, including Mark Gaughan of the Buffalo News, 46 members strong. They'll meet Saturday, February 1st in New York City for the annual selection meeting. And the class of 2014 will be announced Saturday, February 1st on the NFL Honor Show that night. So the Final 15, the Pro Football Hall of Fame Final 15 TV show on the NFL Network tonight. We find out whether Andre Reed makes it to the Final 15. He should, based on where he's been in the last couple of years and based on how close he's been to making it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I want to also let you know, tomorrow night when we're on the radio and next week when we have the radio show live, we're going to continue on in our series of a fan poll, an informal fan poll for the Buffalo Bills 2013 Team Awards. If you go to BuffaloBills.com, you can see Chris Brown, who put together his own list, the Team Awards for 2013. Chris had a list of several category winners. Last night on the radio show, we talked about Rookie of the Year, Newcomer of the Year. Chris Brown had Kiko Alonso and Jerry Hughes. Also, on the website, Special Teams MVP, Chris Brown has Dan Carpenter, Unsung Hero. Chris Brown has Scott Chandler. He has Defensive MVP, Kiko Alonso, Offensive MVP, Fred Jackson. He has Most Improved Player, Leotis McKelvin, and the Most Valuable Player, Fred Jackson. You can check all that out at BuffaloBills.com, the 2013 Team Awards. But when we pick it up tomorrow night with a live radio show, we want to get from you your thoughts tomorrow on the Most Improved Player on the 2013 Buffalo Bills roster. Chris Brown picked Leotis McKelvin. You can make an argument for that. You can make an argument for Marcell Dareus, who had a pretty good year. I would make an argument for Aaron Williams as the most improved player on the roster. But tomorrow night, we will open up the phone lines right at 7 o'clock and get your thoughts on the most improved player on the Buffalo Bills of 2013. And again, for more information on that, go to BuffaloBills.com and look for Chris Brown's 2013 Team Awards at BuffaloBills.com. Time now for a rundown of the day's news events, the Kumho Tire, Dunn Tire Daily Rundown. Kumho Tire, the official tire of the Buffalo Bills, giving Dunn Tire customers an exclusive offer. You can get a $50 instant rebate, plus a free Bills cap with the purchase of four Kumho brand tires. Go to DunnTire.com for details. Kumho Tires, let's go. Around the league, a new coach for the Washington Redskins. The Redskins search for a coach, which looked like it might go weeks, ended today when the team hired Jay Gruden. Gruden was scheduled to interview for the Minnesota Vikings vacancy before he agreed to become the Redskins coach. Gruden replaces Mike Shanahan, who was fired the day after the team's season ended. Jay Gruden, the sixth coach hired by Redskins owner Dan Snyder in his 15 years. None have lasted more than 4 years. Jay Gruden, John Gruden's brother, the ESPN announcer, Jay Gruden has been the Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator. He also met with the Tennessee Titans. He had a visit scheduled with the Detroit Lions, but he decided to stay with the Washington Redskins. Jay Gruden, last 3 years as Bengals offseason coordinator. In that time, the Bengals improved from 18th to 12th to 6th in points scored. They had the NFL's 10th-ranked offense in total yards this past year. The Redskins, of course, coming off a tumultuous season, a season that saw conflict between RG3 and former head coach Mike Shanahan, kind of a dysfunctional atmosphere around Redskins Park. Jay Gruden, at his introductory news conference today, was asked if he is aware of the Redskins' dysfunction from this past season.
Well, I don't know what happened last year. I know that interviewing with Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen and everybody here, that the passion for excellence is there. All they want to do is win, and they're going to provide me with every avenue to win. And I don't know what happened last year, and I don't care what happened last year. All I care about next year are moving forward. And I am going to provide the players with every avenue, like I said, for them to succeed and be great. So moving forward, we're going to forget about the past and look forward to the future every day.
And when you say you don't know what happened last year, I mean, there were various reports on at the network level every day. So you're saying you didn't hear and see any of those things?
I hear, but I don't really believe all the reports that you guys report. I wasn't in the locker room, so I was worried about my season and my team at the time. And when I'm with the Washington Redskins, I'm not going to read about the Philadelphia Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to worry about the Washington Redskins locker room and making sure that we're one team with one goal and every intention of winning as many games as we can.
Jay Gruden answering that question. I like the way he answered that, too, about how he's not going to believe much of what he reads. And it was interesting that the question, the follow-up question there, when the questioner, I don't know who it was, said there were various reports at the network level, as if the networks aren't wrong, misguided, pointing in the wrong direction from time to time, the network people who cover the NFL. Jay Gruden said didn't care about the dysfunction from this past season. He did say, though, at his introductory news conference today, the new Redskins coach said he is going to take a long look at all of the personnel from this past year.
But we will review all the plays and all the players from last year or the year before. We will find out the best players that we have that we want to keep moving forward, the free agents that are available that we want to re-sign, the things that we can help each player improve upon in their game, the corners, the safeties, the running backs, the offensive line, defensive line. So there's a lot of work to do. When you're 3-13, there's not one particular player or reason. There's a lot of reasons, and there's a lot of things that need to be fixed, no question.
Jay Gruden, the new head coach of the Washington Redskins, introduced this afternoon. The Bengals already have replaced Jay Gruden. They named quarterbacks coach Huey Jackson offensive coordinator. He's the former head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Other coaching news around the league. The Detroit Lions are going to interview Ken Whisenhunt, the former coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He'll meet with the Lions today. He'll meet with the Tennessee Titans on Friday. He'll meet with the Cleveland Browns on Saturday. Whisenhunt viewed as the favorite in Detroit, so he may not make it to Cleveland or Tennessee. Whisenhunt, the former coach at Arizona, was the offensive coordinator at San Diego this past year. And the Tennessee Titans coaching search coming into focus. The NFL.com reporting that Seattle defensive coordinator Dan Quinn has emerged as a top candidate for the Tennessee Titans head coaching job. Quinn joined the Seahawks staff after Gus Bradley left to become the coach of the Jaguars. He was the Seahawks D-line coach in 2009-2010 and then went to Florida to be defensive coordinator there. This past year with Seattle, now he has the inside track on the Titans job, but there are other coaches mentioned, including Ravens offensive coordinator Jim Caldwell, the former Colts coach, Bengals defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer, Whisenhunt as well. They're trying to replace Mike Munchak in Tennessee. No coaching search is going on for head coaches here in Buffalo. In contrast to a year ago at this time, it was just about a year ago that Doug Marrone took over and the Bills were on the search for assistant coaches. The Bills repeating their 6-win record, though, from Chan Gailey's last year to Doug Marrone's first year. One of the veterans on the Bills, veteran running back Fred Jackson, one of the captains on locker cleanout day, was asked about that, asked how much progress was made from last year to this year for the Buffalo Bills.
Not as far as we wanted to, but, you know, I definitely think there's things going in the right direction. You know, we got a lot changed, you know, internally, you know, some things that we wanted to get turned around. But we didn't get to our goal, you know, and, you know, obviously a lot of people are disappointed in that. You know, we're disappointed in it. You know, this isn't where we wanted to be at this time of year. So, you know, we got to keep working, though, you know, and that's what we will do. You know, the only thing we can do is, you know, show up, you know, even this offseason, you know, get ready to put the work in. I mean, Doug said it yesterday, they're going to start working on 2014 tomorrow. So that's what we have to do as players as well. You know, to get this thing turned around, that's what it's going to take for us to do.
I think I know what you mean by right direction. However, the direction this team, if you look at the record and just on its surface and the fact that you missed the playoffs for 14 years, it seems to be the same direction. But can you clarify or, you know, expand on what you mean by right direction and why you see it going that way?
Well, I mean, yeah, you look at our record at the surface, you know, it's the exact same team. But, you know, if you watched us compete throughout this season, you know, we were in every game. You know, we showed up, we competed. And that's what we have to continue to do. You know, we got to be consistent. There's times that we didn't, you know, play as well as we wanted to, and we'll get that taken care of. But, you know, if you watch us play this year, you'll know that we're not the same team that we've been. You know, we didn't get blew out, and, you know, every time we stepped on the field and things like that, you know. And there's no more victories. We know that. You know, we know that, you know, for us to be relevant, we have to win more football games. And, you know, by no means am I condoning, you know, what we did this season and saying that, you know, we're satisfied with the way that things turned out this year, because we're not. You know, we're just as frustrated as anybody else. So we'll continue to work at it and, you know, continue to come out and strive to get better as a team.
That is Fred Jackson, Bills running back, on Locker Cleanout Day last week, talking about the future of the Bills, the direction in which they're headed. There's more from Fred Jackson. There's more from Eric Wood and Kyle Williams, the Bills' three captains, on a special Bills-focused video piece. It is up right now at BuffaloBills.com. Chris Brown did a good job of talking to all three captains about their take on what went on this past year and what they look for coming up in the offseason and the new year. Look for that. Bills-focus at BuffaloBills.com. Chris Brown on the three captains for the Buffalo Bills and their look ahead at the future. Ahead in our future tonight on the podcast, Johnny Manziel, the quarterback from Texas A&M, who announced last night that he is going to enter the NFL draft. We're going to talk with a man who covered Johnny Manziel's career at Texas A&M, Robert Cessna from The Eagle, the newspaper in College Station, Texas. Very familiar with Manziel and how he played at Texas A&M. He'll be joining us next to look at Johnny Manziel, how he projects as an NFL player. That's coming up next here on the podcast. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. From One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Well, winter is here, and NOCO has what you need to keep you and your family warm all winter long. Whether you're in the market for new heating equipment or just looking to fix up what you already have, NOCO is the place to go. Right now, NOCO is offering $200 off when you buy a new heating system. Just mention the promo code Murphy. Yeah, $200 off a new heating system. NOCO also offers around-the-clock heating maintenance and repair, regardless of the brand of your furnace or the company who installed it. Call NOCO at 1-800-662-6776 or visit noco.com/heating to start heating today.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on this Thursday night. The NFL news getting set for the draft, and the biggest name in the draft, no doubt, is going to be Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, announcing last night that he will make himself eligible for the draft. On the line with us, a guy who's watched Johnny Manziel play college football at Texas A&M. He covers Texas A&M Aggies football for the Eagle in College Station, Texas. Robert Cessna joins us on the line. Robert, thank you very much for being with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Could not have been surprising that Johnny Manziel made that announcement yesterday, was it?
Not at all. It was just a matter of time. And really, those of us who have been around him the short 2 years he's been here, we knew that was coming because where his game had elevated and just his lifestyle. I mean, he likes to go. He likes to be in the spotlight. Sure, he could come back, maybe win a national championship, another Heisman. But as far as his talent level and where he wants to go, we all said, hey, this guy's going to go.
Robert, you described him in a column you wrote recently as the most flamboyant figure in Texas A&M football all time. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's a good thing. People on the outside looking in might say, well, gee, what about his off-the-field situation? I saw a lot of the ESPN guys talking about that. But the bottom line is he did no harm to his teammates, his coaching staff. He was always there when he had to be. He was a leader. So while it's easy to sit outside and say, hey, maybe flying off to the – whether it was a NBA Finals game or throwing out the first pitch – what does his teammates think? Well, his teammates backed him 100%, and that's all that really matters. we have all kind of leaders. I grew up in an era of Joe Namath, and I can remember him getting ripped a lot of times. I actually grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so I was a big Joe Namath fan. Once again, it's what your fan base thinks, what your coaches think, what your teammates think, and they were all 100% behind Johnny Manziel.
Well, Robert, growing up in Western Pennsylvania, you must be familiar with the Bills' all-time quarterback, the Hall of Famer Jim Kelly. He certainly was not a choir boy during his NFL career, but there he is in the Hall of Fame. Similar type with Johnny Manziel, would you think?
Without a doubt. I grew up not far from East Brady, so I know exactly what you're talking about. There's leaders. Sometimes those guys, Jackie Sherrill would say, sometimes they're not choir boys getting off the bus. But when you get in a dogfight, and that's a lot of times what it is when you look at football, you want the Johnny Manziels, you want the Tom Brady's, you want the Jim Kelly's, you want the Joe Namath's, and somebody will definitely want Johnny Manziel.
Talking with Robert Cessna, he covers Texas A&M football for the Eagle in College Station, Texas. And you mentioned Jackie Sherrill, who obviously his name carries a lot of weight at Texas A&M. He thinks Johnny Manziel is going to be successful in the league. He talked to your paper recently about that, right?
Without a doubt, because when you look at Jackie, Dan Marino, one of the all-time greats that he was able to recruit and see him play for him at Pitt, Gary Kubiak, people forget what a great quarterback he was. He just, when he went to the NFL, he's behind a guy named John Elway who wasn't too bad. But Jackie's assessment of Manziel, can throw the ball, has that leadership skill, has that grit. He has everything you're looking for in an NFL quarterback. And things have tweaked a little bit. When you look at what Russell Wilson's done, you look at the dual threat quarterbacks, people said maybe 5-10 years ago it wasn't going to work. But the way the rules are, to protect the quarterbacks so much, and you get somebody as elusive as Johnny Manziel, how many hits will he take in a game? I said the same thing when he got the SEC. Well, let's see how he does over here. But the guy's got an amazing knack for making plays, and just when you think you're going to knock this guy 20 yards, maybe down to Rochester, it doesn't happen.
How tall is Johnny Manziel, Robert, and how much of an issue is that going to be in the NFL?
Well, we all understand, John, it's the lane situation, and I've stood beside him, and judging my height, when he goes to that combine, I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be about 5'10¾". Oh. He says he's 6 foot, but, man, I don't know. And I'm standing beside him. It depends on what kind of shoes he has. I'm going to say 5'11", but Lord knows I've been wrong before.
That's short. I mean, that's almost Doug Flutie short.
Almost, but like I said, I could be wrong. Maybe it's going to be 5'11¾". He says he's 6 foot, so we'll see.
Well, there have been, you mentioned Russell Wilson. Drew Brees is not a giant. You can play and succeed in the NFL without being, of tall stature. I think that's been demonstrated, correct?
Without a doubt. When you look at the lanes, come on, he's the SEC. When it comes to judging lines, where do you go in college? You go to the SEC. You go see Alabama. You go see Auburn. You go see these other teams, South Carolina. And when you look at what Johnny Manziel has done, he's been able to avoid rush time after time. He's been able to get out in space. And there's 22 players on a field. It's amazing the holes he can find. And when you have that knack, and he has an unbelievable sense to know not only where his teammates are, but where the other team is. And I grew up, I do compare him a lot to Fran Tarkenton, even though I feel he's just a little bit quicker than Fran was.
Robert, sometimes when a shorter quarterback comes into the league who can move well, like Johnny Manziel, they'll be sort of pigeonholed as a running quarterback as opposed to a thrower. Is there a danger that could happen with Manziel?
I don't think so. This past year, when you look at his stats, the first year, man, he ran so much. And then they went out to George Whitfield, cut down on the runs. There was a lot of times this year, I think we were saying in the press box, he should run, but he was going to stay in the pocket, prove that he can be a pocket quarterback. He's done that. Will he run a little bit more? Maybe. When he gets the situation, when the coverage is going to be a little bit tighter, he's got a little bit less time to decide. He'll use his legs, but I would definitely not call him a running quarterback. I think he's going to work really hard, even more with George Whitfield getting ready for the draft. He's got the arm. He throws those 18-yard square outs. When you could hang the wash on it. So he definitely's got the arm.
You know, playing as the way the game played out, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, the comeback against Duke a week or two ago, that has to leave a – I know the scouts will look at every game and scour the video, but that last game has to leave a positive impression to any NFL talent evaluator going forward, I would think.
When you look at that game, we all knew looking at the talent level A&M was two or three touchdowns better. But when you play those games that are almost like exhibition games, what are you playing for? A&M came out flat. Duke came out as if they were out to make on a mission, program-defining win, but wasn't able to get it done. But you watch Manziel work the sidelines. You got Mike Evans, you got Jake Matthews, you got two first-round draft picks, and even Cedric Oboe, their offensive tackle, if he'd have come out, he'd have been a first-rounder. So they had the talent, but the talent wasn't playing. But Johnny went to those guys individually, got in their face, said the right things. They went out, they played 2.5 quarters, lights out on offense, just lit it up. And Evans still didn't play well that, you know, you look at the stats, but they're able to get it done. Why? Because Johnny Manziel, I felt, first was the leader off the field, then he went out on the field and did it as well. So you're right. If you're a GM watching that, you're saying, hey, the guy does lead on and off the field.
Robert, from what I've read, what you've been writing lately, you sort of give Manziel a lot of credit for Texas A&M's successful move to the SEC and for a stadium renovation down there. He's kind of like a program builder there and maybe in the NFL, huh?
Well, without a doubt, he's kind of guy where if you're a 12-year-old, you want to wear his jersey. I mean, obviously the girls like when you see who's with Florida State co-eds this night or whatever. And he always says the right thing. You know how it is, John. You're around people in the media. You get questions from all sides. They're waiting for you to slip. They're waiting for that kink that, oh, man, you said the wrong thing. You said the wrong thing about McCarron or what have you. But never. He, you know, we were 30, 50 deep over in Hoover, Alabama, SEC media days after the Manning deal. But yet he said the right things. He knows what to do. And I think he'll even be better in the NFL because it'll become a job. He will not be going longer to school and not hold him to, quote, a student-athlete. He's just going to be an athlete. And I think he's going to be even more revered off the field wherever he goes. The fan base will love him. And then on the field, wait and see, because the NFL take it to the next level. I think he'll be successful. To what degree, I don't know, because, man, when you get the NFL, I saw RG3 play high school and college. I'm seeing him getting pulled down from behind by linebackers. When you go to the next level, man, what an elite group. But we haven't seen him yet the best. He's only played 26 games, and a couple of those he didn't play. He was suspended for one. They had him on refs the first couple games. So he is still a very young quarterback.
Safe to say, though, Robert, that from now until, I believe it's May 10th, the NFL draft, Johnny Manziel is going to dominate draft talk, both at the combine and leading up to the draft, wouldn't you think?
Oh, without a doubt, because first of all, where's he going to land on every weekend? You're going to see him, who knows, with a Drake concert, maybe with partying with LeBron James, but he'll still do his work with Whitfield, those 4 or 5 days. But those other 3 days, I'm going to watch TMZ to see what he's doing.
Sounds good. Robert, we thank you very much for being on the air with us tonight. Good luck to you, and thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem, John. Take it easy, man.
Robert Cessna covers Texas A&M football, the Aggies. He's covered Johnny Manziel. He works for the Eagle in College Station, Texas. We thank him for giving us his insight on Johnny Manziel coming into the NFL draft. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. John Murphy here for my friends at NOCO. Are you a coffee lover? Well, at NOCO Express, they don't just fill up your car, they fill up your cup also. Try a cup of World Cup coffee, now available in most NOCO Express locations. It's perfect for your morning commute or on your lunch break as an afternoon pick-me-up. World Cup coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop, but they filtered out the high-end price. For a complete list of stores featuring World Cup coffee, visit noco.com/coffee. World Cup coffee, coffee done right.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
And again, our thanks to Robert Cessna from the Eagle, the newspaper in College Station, Texas. He has watched Johnny Manziel play. Obviously a fan of Johnny Manziel, you could tell that. That's a couple of interviews I've heard with people who know Johnny Manziel who really downplay the, so you know, I guess what you would call the bad boy image that he has. He really, what did he do wrong? Overslept at Peyton Manning's passing academy. All right. He's been out on the town a couple of times. Okay. A lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, a lot of players in the NFL have had success with that kind of lifestyle. I'm sure he's going to be dissected, examined, poked, and prodded over the next few months. I'm sure ESPN is right now setting up its cottage industry. They'll have probably three or four people assigned to Johnny Manziel from now until draft day in May. But I find him an intriguing prospect, certainly the number one name going into this May's NFL draft, Johnny Manziel. Again, our thanks to Robert Cessna from the Eagle, the newspaper in College Station, Texas, for talking to us about Johnny Manziel. Speaking of quarterbacks, sometimes flamboyant quarterbacks, the Jim Kelly Football Camp is approaching, the 27th annual Jim Kelly Football Camp with the Pro Football Hall of Famer and Buffalo Bills legend, a camp where players and kids can learn great fundamentals of football from former Bills players and some of the best coaches in Western New York. Memories to last a lifetime. This year's camp runs from July 9th through July 13th. And if you register before January 15th, you get a special discounted rate. For more information, go to jimkellyfootballcamp.com or call 716-204-0900. 716-204-0900. The Jim Kelly Football Camp this July. It's a January 15th deadline for a special discount rate. Go to jimkellyfootballcamp.com for more information on that. Coming up tonight, 9 o'clock, you want to tune in to the NFL Network where the list of 15 finalists will be announced for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It is expected, anticipated, after several close calls that Bills receiver Andre Reed will be on that list and move forward to a finalist when they vote Saturday, February 1st in New York City. But the official announcement of the 15 modern era finalists will take place live on NFL Network, 9 o'clock tonight, Thursday. Now, want to remind you, tomorrow night we're on the radio from 7 to 8 o'clock. We'll have a special guest to talk about the Bills and the NFL. We'll also continue our input from you on the Buffalo Bills Team Awards for 2013. At BuffaloBills.com, Chris Brown wrote an article the other day naming his team award winners, most improved player, most valuable player, etc. We want to hear from you tomorrow night. We'll talk about the most improved player. Who do you think it is, the most improved player on the Buffalo Bills roster? We will open up the phone lines tomorrow night, talk with you about that. Tomorrow night, we are on the radio from 7 until 8 o'clock on our flagship station in Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550. But that's going to do it for the podcast. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO, family-owned, locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producer, the Bills Director of Broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. See you tomorrow night on the radio, 7 o'clock, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.